Welcome back to Legal Eagle, where Simeon Blewett, a solicitor from Berry and Lambert Solicitors, is explaining the impact of the Renters Reform Bill. So what would be some of the grounds for a landlord to recover possession under the new legislation?
Well, the existing grounds are being beefed up to try and take into account the various situations where a landlord may want to evict a tenant. The usual ones will remain, such as rent arrears, breach of tenancy, antisocial behaviour, perhaps the landlord wants to move into the property themselves. And in addition, some new grounds are being introduced, the main one being a ground that allows the landlord to recover possession if they intend to sell the property, in which case they would need to give the tenant 4 months' notice.
Great to know that one. And are there any other important changes for landlords and tenants to be aware of?
Yes, so one of the other big changes is that fixed-term tenancies will be abolished. So going forwards, all tenancies will simply be periodic tenancies, so on a rolling monthly basis. And there will be a host of other changes, such as a private rented sector database that will be compulsory for all landlords to sign up to. So they'll need to register and provide certain information about the tenancy. And there will also be a new private sector ombudsman, and tenants will be able to make complaints about their landlord to the ombudsman, who will have the power to penalise landlords with some pretty hefty fines. And then finally, one of the other changes, which some of your listeners may have heard of, is that tenants will have the right to keep a pet as long as they seek permission from the landlord, who is not able to unreasonably refuse, although they can require certain conditions to be met, such as pet insurance.
Well, there's a lot of changes there to digest, but a lot of clarity there, much needed clarity on a quite a sensitive subject. So finally, when can we expect the bill to come into effect, Simeon?
So the bill is still in the House of Lords at the moment and is therefore subject to changes and amendments, but it's expected to become law this year, perhaps even this summer. There may be a transitional period, but that still needs to be cleared up. But the position currently is that there will be a commencement date still to be confirmed. But at that point, the reforms will apply to all new tenancies and also to the majority of existing tenancies. If a landlord has already served notice on a tenant prior to the commencement date, they will still be able to continue with that process for a certain period of time. It's all a bit up in the air at the moment, but it's not far away at all. So landlords and tenants alike should be prepared.
Well, that's really, really helpful for both tenants and landlords alike. A big topic to cover, but I'm sure it'll be well digested by our listeners. If you haven't heard the whole thing, you can hear it back on our website. So thank you so much for being our Legal Eagle, Simeon, and for shedding light on that very important topic.
Thanks very much. A pleasure to be here.
So you've been so informative that we'd love you to come back next month, if that's okay. So join us next month when Simeon will be discussing the removal of executors of wills on West Kent Radio's Legal Eagle.